views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a living lighter experience. This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason. Today, we're going to talk about prejudice. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Jason, what are some of the issues regarding prejudice that we face every day?
You know, the issues that come to mind are Black Lives Matter, the Me Too movement. But I want you to understand, I want the audience to understand that this is not a political discussion. These things are horrific. There's a lot of evil in the world that happens as a result of prejudice and beliefs that just have no basis in reality. And I suspect a lot of the audience just listening to this might be getting angry. And we're going to work on that later in the show so we can remove some of that anger. But let's get right to it. What we want to talk about are the energies of prejudice. It's an intangible, and it's an energy.
So wait a minute, Jason. What is what is prejudice? Explain to us what that is.
It's when you have a belief that comes from programming that has no basis in truth.
Okay.
You know, let me give you a couple quick examples. You know, that when police officer sees a black man and he's afraid for his life. I mean, is that truth? Is that not truth? Something that's more horrific is, you know, even in our lifetime where they used to drain a swimming pool if a black person touched it.
I have a public swimming pool. I have a really good story about that, but we'll do that in a minute.
Yes. So I think most of us have a grasp of what prejudice is, but understand from our perspective, first of all, it's an energy. And if it's an energy, it's a subtle energy. If it's an energy, we can work on it. We can remove it. Now, obviously, there's a lot of energy, prejudice energy on Earth today, and we're not going to remove all of that. It takes time to remove energy. But once you understand that, then you have some hope for those that are close to you. If you're a parent, if you want to make sure that your children don't grow up with preconceived notions or prejudices about women or people of color, other races, even handicaps, that sort of thing.
Oh, how about religions?
Yes, religions. We do that. We can do that. But here's what I see as one of the biggest problems is that most of us see prejudice in the world and we say, this is wrong and we need to counteract it. But what people gravitate toward without thinking is more programming. They seek to take the programming of prejudice and remove it by more programming for the quote-unquote right thing, the right belief. And here's what's really interesting. As intuitives, when Patricia and I look at the way we're all designed, and by the way, this idea about the way we're all designed is available to everybody via their intuition. So it's not like we're seeing something unique that no one else can see. But the truth is, when we look at the way people are designed, their basic code, so to speak, we don't see anything in there that would make people want to align with their own race, would make them want to discriminate against women, that would make them want to combine via a color of their skin versus any other way.
I'm not clear on what you mean, Jason. Could you explain that to me better?
I'm trying,
or even to the rest of the audience.
There's no innate programming that we have.
Okay.
It's not part of our structure to have this kind of prejudice. It doesn't make sense.
Oh, I see. Sure.
So what that leaves is that the only thing that's left is the way we get there is through programming. And whether it's, you know, the egregious stuff, most of us understand. I think most of the audience here would reject any sort of overt, really extensive programming. However, with that said, you know, we're going to talk about this in the second segment. There's ways that we have subtle ways of programming ourselves or having prejudices that come up in our life that we're not even aware of.
Well, I have two really good stories, and they're both they're connected in its way. So one of them was when I was a little girl. I was like in the first grade, and we were out on the rings, the monkey bar rings. And there was this new girl in my class, and oh, she was so pretty, and she was doing the rings swing from one to the other, and I was in awe of this young girl because first off, she was pretty. The other thing was that she was coordinated. She could do, you know, a lot of things, and I could even I remember thinking, oh, she can even read. She's smart. And so when I went home that evening and we were sitting at the dinner table, and my grandmother, by the way, she lived with us. And I was talking about this girl. Her name was Mandy. And I was talking about her. And I was saying how amazing she was and what she could do and all of these things. And then I said, and she has the prettiest skin. And I said, she has this really dark, beautiful skin. You would have thought I said a four-letter word really loud at the rest of the family. My grandmother, who was actually very mild-mannered, came from the Midwest. She, like, hit the roof. I don't mean literally. I mean, you know, emotionally, she hit the roof. And she said, you are not allowed. You are not allowed to talk to that girl or even get near her or anything like that. She's dirty and she's dumb and she's it's terrible. You stay away from her completely. And I was shocked. And I looked at my mother and I said, what? She's a really nice girl. And my grandmother said, you stop saying things like that. She's not. So my mother turned around to my grandmother and she said, that's enough of that.
So I don't want to interrupt your story, but that's that first part with your grandmother is a form of programming.
Well, I was going to say exactly that. It was programming. And so with that said, but here's the second part. That night after dinner, my mother sat down with my sister and I, and my father was there too. And they informed us through a form of programming that what my grandmother had been programmed to believe was not correct. And it certainly wasn't programmable or not, excuse me, acceptable in the state of California that I grew up in. Now, here comes the next story, because when my mother was telling us about, you know, or talking to us about this wasn't acceptable. She told the story about how she had come from the Midwest herself, and it was a very hot summer day, like in the 90s, and they had gone to a public swimming pool in Oakland, California. And somehow, some way, a black person had gotten into the swimming area and put his foot, I don't remember which it was, in the pool, and they emptied the pool water. I mean, oh my gosh, talk about programming taken to an extreme. For what? Because somebody's skin color is different? The shape of somebody's eyes is different? They talk They don't talk the same way we do. I mean, I don't understand. And so I want everyone to know out there that programming, look at yourself. Are you programmed? What offends you when you look at someone? Is that your programming that is causing that?
What we see is that you can have Patricia's story was really good because on one hand, it talked about the programming of her grandmother.
It makes me so sad. I loved my grandmother.
And then the reverse programming of her mother.
Yes.
And then her personal experience was always really positive with this girl who wasn't really black. She was Hawaiian.
She was Hawaiian. Yes, exactly. I didn't find that out until later on, but you know.
I think that's really interesting. And of course.
That doesn't matter.
That doesn't change it at all, really. It just, one of the things that we're going to talk about in the next segment is that why we have these prejudices in the first place, why we gravitate toward them,
right.
What the natural part of us that gravitates toward these prejudices and how to deal with it. But so the key points for this segment, prejudice is a form of toxic programming, and that the recipients of prejudicial behavior can be programmed to continue to see it. And we didn't talk about that very much, but the truth is, what I mean by that is that if you've if you were the Hawaiian girl in your school,
and Mandy.
Mm-hmm. Mandy, and a lot of your classmates pulled away from her, and they were all white.
And they were, but I don't remember that part.
If she had some bad behavior, then she would learn, this is the reverse program, that white people are mean,
mm-hmm.
or however you want to
judgmental.
Yes, and not safe for her. And then the last key point is programming to overcome negative effects of prejudice does not solve the problem. You can't solve negative programming with more programming because it doesn't work. And we're going to talk
because
about that.
Because it doesn't solve the energies that created
the programming
in the first place.
Yes.
There we go. So. Anything more about this segment? All right. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about how prejudice can affect us all and how we can remove it. And we'll talk about how we can be prejudiced about things that we don't normally think are a prejudice. This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuOS.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today we're talking about prejudice. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. As we said earlier, this is not a political discussion, but understand, we find prejudice in any form.
It's toxic for the ecosystem of individuals as well as the collective ecosystem of larger groups. So let me explain what I mean by that.
Okay, and by the way, we're gonna, as time goes on, we'll talk more about larger groups in other shows.
Yes, we will. If you are an ecosystem, which you are, imagine prejudice of any kind is like having an oil spill in the middle of your whether it's a pond in a field or it's a your ecosystem. If you picture in your mind your ecosystem, you know, like a rainforest or the ocean.
However you picture
however
yourself.
Picture, it's like having a big fat oil spill right in the center. It's toxic. It's not good for you. And what we wanted to talk about today, this is really interesting. We said earlier that when we look at human beings, there's no belief system that's natural, organic to human beings that says, well, we should prefer our own race, we should prefer men to women, women to men, that sort of thing. But what we do see is that long before there was science, long before there was internet, I know if we can remember that, it makes us sound really old. But before there was
not before science. let's make that clear.
You know, science is only like a couple hundred years old. Mm-hmm. So how did people keep themselves safe when you were a group of people and you and some new people came to came upon you? Were they friendly? Were they foe? How do you know?
Right.
And the truth is, we have as human beings a natural need to be able to evaluate our environment, to determine, to assess it.
Okay. To assess whether we're safe or not.
Whether we're safe or not. Whether it's friendly or not.
Correct.
And safe and friendly are very simplistic.
Right.
You know, we can evaluate it in all sorts of ways, you know.
Or whether we can trust someone or not.
We live in a place where there's a lot of wild animals close by.
Oh, we do. Yeah.
And we walk by deer all the time and they look at us and they're evaluating whether
we're going to harm them.
We're
going to
be a threat or not.
Yes.
It's natural for people to do that. So that's where prejudice comes from, because it is an energy, but we've come up with simplistic ways of evaluating whether someone's safe. Now, I remember when I went to college, I was reading all about dress for success, and I thought if I wore a blue suit, because that was the power suit, and I could get promoted faster when I got out of college. First of all, it's not true. Second of all, you know, firm handshake, looking you directly in the eye, body language. We have all these simplistic assessments of how people, things that it means. You know, women have this when they, next week is going to be about finding love. And when they go on dates, you know, they have these rules or these judgments about these tests, these little tests. Well, if a man does this, then it means this. That, you know, those aren't true. But if you use your intuition, and your intuition is developed when you uncover your authentic self through the ecosystem approach, then you have a much more valid way of determining what's friendly, what's not, and how to evaluate your environment.
Okay, and I just want you to go back, and I'm going to ask the question. Jason, what does intuition have to do with programming and prejudice?
So when you program yourself, you numb down your intuition. When you program yourself, which means push aside your feelings and just do it, you know, self-discipline, self-control, you numb down your intuition. And I see a lot of people who are engineers, scientists, who have lost all of their ability to be intuitive because they're trained to
Correct.
Look at the quote-unquote facts.
Right.
And not to look at these other senses.
The intangibles.
The intangibles.
There you go. Yeah.
The truth is that we think of prejudice in terms of race and gender, but there's all sorts of other venues where it applies.
If I had, Jason has a story for you, and if I had used my intuition, which I did not, when I bought the Malibu, I would have never owned the Malibu.
Our family has a prejudice that no matter what happens, we had this, we both brought a car into our relationship when we met each other, and these cars were from previous relationships, and Patricia brought a Malibu. This is when the Chevy Malibus weren't
sucked. They sucked.
They weren't very good, and they were kind of lemons, and even though Chevy is, you know, I want to say, if anybody from Chevy is listening, hey, the Malibu is a really great car now. I've heard really good things about it.
Okay.
But I guarantee you, we will never, ever, ever have a Malibu. And it's a prejudice on our part. I guess we could clear that, right?
I guess we could.
You know, but the truth is that I remember it had been diagnosed and needed an engine overhaul, and it just didn't have very many miles on it. And we were driving it to buy a new car, and it was overheating on the way there,
mm-hmm.
and it literally stalled out and conked out.
It died in the parking lot as we pulled in to buy a new car.
To the car dealership. So that was our final remembrance of a Malibu. But the truth, what we're trying to say in a funny way is that, you know, these little prejudices, they can be more about simple things like a brand or short people or people that look a certain way or anybody that wears pink, I don't like because blah, blah, blah. You know, those are little prejudices that come up and screw with us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, and what they do is they create, let's talk about this so we can get to it. They create fear and anger and confusion and judgment and all of these things that get in our way of being objective about, the Malibu. That would be a good example.
The point is that emotional objectivity, and you see this in politics today, oh my gosh, it's all over the place.
Right.
Is difficult when our ecosystem is already filled with anger, hate, fear, these negative emotions. And what happens is these ideas come in and they harmonize with these negative thoughts, and it completely prevents us from having any sort of emotional objectivity about all sorts of things.
Well, and it also connects us to groups or other people that think and feel the same way.
Yes, even though it could be wrong.
Even though it could be wrong.
Not absolutely. Based on truth.
Now, I'm sure that out there somewhere there's a Malibu hate group, and my number is, just kidding.
You know, and I'm sure there's a Malibu love group.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, who want my number? Yes, yes, they want to turn me around, yes.
You know, I also see that, I noticed this with my mom lives with us, she's 88, and it's getting hot here, so it's going to be like 95 today, and we're talking about heat exhaustion because the cardiac medication that she takes enhances her ability to be to have heat exhaustion.
To dehydrate and exhaust.
But she doesn't want to hear it. She's a nurse. She's very versed in this. But I see that people get to a point of emotional stubbornness because they've been programmed so much. They're saying, no more programming.
I'm done.
Nope.
I'm going to do it my way, yes. Hell or high water.
Yeah. So the only way that we're going to get to her, and I'm just talking to Patricia here with the audience listening, is to clear that stubbornness because that's the ecosystem approach anyways, as opposed to trying to force her or program her into understanding about exhaustion. So.
Okay. So, Jason, let's talk about the key points for this section here.
So prejudice is programming, and we can be programmed about lots of things besides race, gender, and sexual orientation. That prejudice is the opposite of emotional objectivity. Now, it seems when you say emotional objectivity, they seem like an oxymoron, but they're not. You know, you can say, I know what I've noticed in politics, I'm taking a little aside here, is that our ability to assess other people's character is really diminished. And I'm not just talking about Democrat, Republican. I'm talking about in all venues, everywhere, that our ability to see who people really are, see their heart, has been really compromised.
Mm-hmm.
And that there's a natural need to evaluate others for security and protection. We talked about that. And that intuition, here's the most important one. Intuition that is developed as a result of the ecosystem approach, which is removing the negative energies as opposed to using self-discipline and self-control, is our natural pathway to truth. And once intuition is developed, it gives us a way to navigate, to find the truth for us, the truth about a person that's close to us. You know, we hear about this, suicides, that on the news lately. We didn't know. There was no sign. That's because our intuition has been blocked and we're numb to it because there are signs.
So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about the prejudice that affects Jason and I the most. Can you guess what it is? This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Steve Kramer of Spirit Fire Radio, and I believe that meditation changes everything. It leads us in the direction of greater well-being, and that's a fact. I struggled with meditation for years. I understood the principles, but I found it hard to incorporate them into my everyday life. Spirit Fire's meditation practice changed that. It's called the Practice of Living Awareness, and it's taught in 14 steps. These are 14 tools that I can use in any moment, on and off the cushion. Steps like smile, flow, and ground of being support my clarity of mind while I'm navigating the ups and downs of modern life. That's why it's called the Practice of Living Awareness. If you'd like to add meditation to your daily experience, the Practice of Living Awareness is free, online, and it's suited for any level of practitioner. Visit spiritfire.com for more information. And be sure to check out Spirit Fire's meditation retreats in Western Massachusetts. It's all there at spiritfire.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Machanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Machanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Machanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia, and today we're talking about prejudice. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. We've been struggling with this form of prejudice for a long time. Jason, will you explain to people what we're talking about?
You know, we've been doing this work for close to 20 years, and we call ourselves intuitives. The truth is that there's, and we, as intuitives, we're able to see and perceive subtle energies. And subtle energies deal with the intangibles of life, you know, love, hate, anger, happiness, those types of things. And therefore, we have a special way of helping people get rid of the subtle energies that are in their way to move forward. And oh, by the way, that's the basis of our ecosystem approach, which is right. Removing those subtle energies. And since we can see them, we have a special advantage. But there's a lot of people that say, well, I don't believe in that crap, you know, blah blah blah, you know, with a lot of other words, or you know, they can't believe in anything that they can't touch, feel, or sense in some way. And we all know that these intangibles exist. Love exists. Hate exists. We go to war.
Well, Jason, can you give me a pound of love?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not tangible. We can't measure it. We can't.
How about a quarter pound of anger?
Yes.
Yeah. Can you wrap it to go?
Well, if I leave my underwear on the floor, it's a quarter pound and a half. But
exactly. You know, Jason, I've been called a liar and a cheat, and I've been called all kinds of things because of my abilities, and by the way, I was born with them. I remember my mother saying to me as a child, do not talk about what you see.
Because your mother had these abilities.
My mother did. She had these abilities as well. So,
and you know, the truth is in San Francisco, the city of San Francisco, this is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
We're from the Bay Area, and the city of San Francisco passed an ordinance that if you put up a sign that says psychic,
right,
you have to have a license. Now, the license isn't to determine whether you have psychic abilities.
No, not at all.
It's they do a background check and a police record to see if you have any been accused of bunco.
Bunco, that's it, the bunco squad.
Yeah, yeah. Some sort of fraud.
That's what I was looking for.
And
yeah.
it came about because of I guess there were these psychics this isn't real. I guarantee you this doesn't work.
But don't try this at home.
But they were telling people that if you have problems with money, bring in a lot of cash, and they would spread these cash all over your body, and they would do this blessing to remove the negative energy from the money. Of course, the psychic kept the money, you know, and and people were doing this. You know, the problem with this is there's a lot of prejudice, both
right.
negative and positive.
Mm-hmm.
There are times that we do this all the time. We'll see things. People say, how did you know that? How did you see that? And then they assign the they have
that,
a belief
that you're
that,
greater than God.
Well, that, yes, which is we don't believe, of course, and they assign abilities to us that we don't have either.
Right.
So it goes both ways. People that don't believe it whatsoever, you know, we stop saying that we.
I got a perfect one. I've had people want to have a session with me, and they have a huge decision to make in their life, and they want me to make their decision. And I tell them, I'm not making your decision. Well, you know, why aren't you? You know and see everything. And the answer that I give them is, no, we're going to clear so you can see what's in your best interest. It is not for me to tell you what to do.
The truth is that there are many people believe that so-called psychics can predict the future. And one of the things that we know, it's very clear, it's not that we don't have the ability to see trends, which we do,
mm-hmm.
is that we live in a world of free will. And we get to choose in every moment.
Each one of us gets to choose, not just
in every moment,
yes.
What's going to happen next.
Right.
So we determine mm-hmm. what's going to happen next. The truth is the future cannot be predicted, and therefore that we don't do that. We don't have that ability, but no one else does either. We know that.
Exactly. But if you do clearing, you can have better clarity as you go through life to see what is in your highest and best interest.
To create your own future.
Exactly, exactly.
And that's how it should be. That's how we were designed
authentically.
You know, our ecosystem approach is designed so that we mm-hmm. can use these subtle energies in ways that are good for us.
Exactly.
You know, I see a lot of people say, well, you know, I've had a good experience with an acupuncturist, so I believe in that, but I don't believe in homeopathy, for example. Mm. Well, they're both energies.
Yeah.
Or I believe in this, but I don't believe in that. Well, it that doesn't make sense. It's got to be a prejudice, you know.
Right.
And we've heard people will have a client that's getting good results, but then their friends are telling them, "Well, you can't. You know, something's wrong with that. You can't.
Right.
You know, work with those people. You shouldn't do that. Blah blah blah." But it doesn't make sense with no reason, no information about what we do really. They just make snap judgments. And
exactly.
It's that prejudice that's affected us, you know, all during this time that we've been working. And I think there's people out there that are thinking, well, so what do we do?
Okay. What do we do? Boy, was that a segue.
Well, yeah. We clear it. We clear our own emotional responses, our anger, our frustration to it. And what we've really done is created the ecosystem approach,
right?
Which is on a very high level. This is what we want to do to help change the world.
Yes.
Because I think we believe that the ecosystem approach truly is a secret weapon that most people in the world don't have.
Right.
And it gives you a tool that is so powerful that most people don't even exercise it, and they could.
Well, and you know, people are always saying, "Well, how do I change the world? I want to go out there. I want to be that good person and do what's right." You start with yourself, and that's the way that you change the world. You start with yourself. So, Jason, tell me, what are the key points of this segment?
Well, that prejudice that has affected us the most is regarding intuition and subtle energies,
right?
And that due to programming. The programming culture that we're in, there's no real understanding of intuition and subtle energies. And that prejudice is toxic programming energy that is directed at intuition and subtle energies.
Well, and so we're going to, as we do in this segment anyway, we're going to tell you how to do
clearing
and remove negative energies.
Removing negative subtle energies, yes.
Exactly. And we're also going to remove some in doing that, we start removing the toxic energy out of that oil spill in your ecosystem.
Absolutely.
So with that said, Jason, how do we do energy work?
So you use your imagination. You can be seated, you can be standing up, but just get in a relaxed position. And then as we say, and to eliminate, just gather up that information, that negative energy in your mind's eye, in your imagination, starting with the tips of your toe, and then take a gentle breath and exhale it into a trash can. Now, we own the trash can. We'll empty it for you. You don't have to worry about it. But just imagine that trash can, put it out there, and throw all that negative energy into it. And then we go to the next emotion,
which is activating life force energy. And it's the reverse of the process. So as you inhale, take into your heart life force energy, the most powerful energy we have access to. We see it as clear, pure light. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to do some clearing around prejudice. I love this part. I hope you do too. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Do you believe you are meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to get it? What does the phrase, give me the joy, make you feel? Join me, Lynn Horde, every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, on the Give Me the Joy Show, as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. To find out more about my work as the Joy Coach, including my popular programs, Joy School and Joy at Work, visit lynnhorde.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today we're talking about prejudice. We're going to do some clearing and remove some of that negative, toxic energy that you and those around you, including us, have in our ecosystem. So, Jason, let's get started.
Well, and just this is that toxic energy that we talked about in your ecosystem, like the oil spill in the middle.
Right.
And please don't take it personally. We're not saying that you're bad. You know, when you have negative energy attached to you, it doesn't make you a bad person. It just means that there's something there that we have to remove.
Yeah.
So here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see all my hidden programming that doesn't serve me.
Take a breath. Blow it out.
And to eliminate the negative energy that's in my ecosystem that doesn't serve me.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the blocks that are keeping me from seeing the toxic energy and the knowing that I can get rid of it so I can do and know what's in my highest and best interest. Take a nice breath.
Here's one that I do a lot, but and to eliminate any anger that I have about our political situation right now, any anger, resentment, and bitterness about those people, whoever those people are.
Oh, those people.
Take a breath.
Take a breath.
and to eliminate that anger and resentment that I have that keeps me from seeing it more objectively, seeing that they have a position to take a breath. And to eliminate the false belief that my belief is true, when the truth is I may not be seeing it clearly. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my anger, fear, judgment, and resentment if others do not see my point of view.
Take a breath.
Take a breath.
Good one. And to eliminate my fear that our world is going down the toilet, that the worst is going to happen, when the truth is we have to just keep clearing the negative energy, starting with ourselves. Take a breath. This one's very important to me. And to eliminate the anger, pain, and fear I have of the prejudice around me. Take a breath. And to eliminate the pain and hurt that comes from being the recipient of any sort of prejudice, bad behavior, or hurtful behavior. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my anger and need for revenge for all who promote awful prejudice. Take a breath. And there's one more added to that, which is, and to eliminate my programming of judgment of others and their prejudice and their toxic energy. I release and let go of my judgment. Breathe.
And to eliminate my pain and hurt of being the recipient of prejudicial behaviors that makes me want to get revenge for others
Ooh.
Who exhibit the same type
Ooh.
Of behaviors.
Good
Take a
one.
Breath.
That was a good one. You know, the energy of revenge, I guarantee you, is a trained behavior that does come directly from prejudice.
And programming. And
yes.
What we see is that when you have the need for revenge, it doesn't, most people, and we see this, don't ever act on their need for revenge. What happens is it poisons their own ecosystem.
Right.
So it's hurting you. It's not hurting anybody else.
So, and what's the way out, Jason?
Clearing. Yes, so here we go. And to eliminate that negative, toxic need for revenge that is justified and maybe very legitimate.
And
but
feels
is only,
justified.
But only hurting me. Take a breath.
Here's a good one. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see the programming that has created some of my own prejudices.
Yes.
Take a breath.
And this one's actually for Patricia. And to eliminate my anger at all things Malibu. Take a breath.
Huh. I wonder what he means. Take a breath, Patricia. Here we go.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see the programming that has created some of my own prejudices that only hurt me, that only is toxic for me.
Right.
Take a breath.
I.e. Malibu prejudice. And to eliminate so I can see that I need to use the ecosystem approach to develop my intuition. And how you do that is through the clearing and removing negative energies, removing toxic energies from your own personal ecosystem. Take a breath. And to eliminate the barriers so I can use my intuition to evaluate people versus programming their beliefs and my beliefs.
Using programmed beliefs.
Programmed beliefs. Thanks, Jason.
And to eliminate the barriers so that I can use my my intuition in a way that I can trust to evaluate others as mm-hmm. opposed to superficial evaluations that are really prejudiced. Take a breath.
And, you know, I'm going to throw this one in there. When we clear the barriers so we can understand so that I can trust, sometimes we have to understand so I can trust that I can't trust someone else. It's a big deal.
Yes.
So let's activate some life force energy.
Okay.
Go with me, everyone. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can connect with the authentic part of myself, so I can harmonize and understand truth. Breathe. Take it in, let it come in through the top of your head or through your heart or both, and let it go all the way to the tips of your toes. And then blow out any negative energies. And to activate life force so I can connect with the authentic part of myself, so I can know the truth about myself and get rid of what I don't like and keep what I do. Take a nice breath.
So I can activate life force, so I can trust my intuition, mm-hmm. so I can trust my intuition to keep myself safe.
Yes.
And use it as opposed to using prejudice and superficial
Correct.
Indicators. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can commit to my own ecosystem and uncover the real me. By the way, the journey is amazing. Have fun with it. Take a breath. And to activate life force so I can be happy and peaceful right now, even though there is an extensive prejudice in the world. Take a breath. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
You know, this is probably one of the most common things that we've done in terms of working with clients. Mm-hmm. And next week, it's going to be about finding love. And there are so many people that want to find that special someone. And, of course, I'm very I've count myself very fortunate. I really believe this. This comes from my heart that, you know, finding Patricia was the best thing, is my greatest asset in this life. So far,
he's not talking about what size jeans I wear either.
So it's, you know, I understand how important it is. On the other hand, we have some very unique viewpoints mm-hmm. on how you do that. A lot of people come to us with this idea that there's some sort of razzle dazzle energy that you can use or do to help you find someone, and it's actually much different than that.
Isn't that the Love Potion number 9 song?
Yes,
exactly. That's it.
Exactly.
Okay.
By the way, that doesn't work, but yeah. You know, so. but tune in next week and find out what does.
Okay. If you liked your experience with us today, mark your calendar. The Living Lighter Radio Show is every week Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded, and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab. While you're on our website, sign up for our newsletter to get the backstory for Living Lighter Radio. And Jason, are we going to have some extra clearings on the website this week?
Yeah, on the newsletter.
On
yes.
the newsletter,
in the,
okay.
In the newsletter, we're going to have a bonus feature for some extra things to do with prejudice.
Okay, I love that. So we'd love to hear your comments, so send us a note on our email address, which is jasonandpatricia@livinglighter.org. If you got a benefit today or had some fun, go like us on Facebook. We're at livinglighter.org. We'll connect next week, Monday, at 1 p.m. Pacific, and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.